As the colonies approached the year 1776, old social ties were often stretched thin. But in the capital of Maryland, this club provided one avenue for the opposing sides to get away from the coming furor. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com.
Historian Glenn Campbell says the Hominy Club of Annapolis, Maryland, gives us a lot of insights into men like William Paca, who would go on to sign the Declaration of Independence.
This was a club that met here in Annapolis from late 1770 into 1773. Paca joined in 1771. It's interesting that his good friend and colleague Samuel Chase was actually denied membership in the club because he rubbed some of the members the wrong way.
Paca was one of four Marylanders to sign the Declaration of Independence. His home is open to visitors in Annapolis.
What's fascinating to me about this club is that if you look at the membership, it's made up of people who fall out on the extreme ends of the political divide as the revolution approaches.
In fact, future colonial governors were part of the group, as well as men who were staunch loyalists. The differing viewpoints got along, though, at the Hominy Club.
It's interesting to imagine these people who have very different political views getting together every Saturday night for drinks and food and somehow trying to get along.
The club disbanded in 1773 as the fury of words and actions continued to escalate.
As some of these disputes are being played out in the newspaper, as some of these club members are writing on opposing sides of the issues, things eventually get to the point where they don't see any point in meeting anymore. They're just not having a good time getting together on Saturday nights.
For a time, there was this mechanism that allowed people from differing sides to get together. But just 3 years ahead of the revolution, those social bonds in Annapolis and other cities were beginning to split. Traveling the countryside in Annapolis, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCray.